Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight around the world. Welcome, everybody. Dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arian, who is our former assistant director of Inner Sight and a great, great advocate. Welcome tonight. And before we get to our guest, I just want to remind people this show is brought to you by the Big East, Akita Rescue, great, great Akita. So you want to adopt a great dog, you need a service dog or just a pet dog, consider the Akita. And if you deal with the Big East and go through Inner Sight, we'll be able to help you turn your dog into a service dog. All right, Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, Tom's River, New Jersey, 609-388-7004, BigEastAkitaRescue.org. So check it out. Hey, all the beautiful children of the world, watch out for them. Take care of them. Little Tommy, Avante, Ollie Campbell, Corey Foster, some of the youngsters who have passed away way before their time. We honor them. We memorialize them every night on this show. And all the other youngsters, disabled and non-disabled. Go an extra mile for a child. That's the Inner Sight saying. All right. You got the ABLE news?
Yeah, I'm going to say it because I can't get into the studio right at the moment. ABLE is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts in a variety of important articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has two marriages that they have gotten from their personals page. And they also, have a classified section that you could buy and sell items and various informative advertisers that they give you different advertisements and sell you items as well. Go on to ablenews.com and sign up for that free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
All right. Thank you, Suzanne, my co-host, engineer. And Inner Sight. Hey, you need dog food, cat food? We got a great number for you out here in local Long Island. Nobody starved on Long Island is the name of the organization. My buddy Gary volunteers his time to get people food for their animals. So give him a call, 631-484-3085. Nobody starves on Long Island. I want to thank the Long Island Coalition, the Long Island Connection. I want to thank Suffolk Bus Corp for helping Inner Sight stay on the air. Silo, the local Suffolk Independent Living here in Suffolk County, is helping us stay on the air. We appreciate that. And my dear and new friend, Tracy Garner, with her book coming out in January. She's donating proceeds from that book to help us turn these horrible nursing homes into accessible housing. And toward that end, you can sign our petition. You go to change.org, put in Inner Sight, and you'll read the petition and sign it.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to go to a nursing home, nobody that I know of.
Neither me.
All right. Inner Sight. And tonight, from California, we have Elijah on the line to tell his story and the battle for his life, actually.
Yeah.
Elijah, welcome to Inner Sight.
1 second. I have a problem. Shoot. It's not letting me log in.
Get you in here.
What? No, it's the stupid... It's very slow right at the moment. So if it bumped me out, now won't let me log in.
All right. We seem to be having some...
Elijah, I'm sorry.
Some technical difficulty at the moment, but we'll...
We'll get you in.
Overcome it.
Yes, we will.
And,
Sorry about that.
Elijah came recommended to us from his publicist. He's a young guy, 20 years old. He has his own nonprofit that we're going to talk about, and he also has a book out.
Yeah.
So we want to let him tell you all about that. Let's see if we can get him in here. Is Elijah still on the line?
I believe he should be, but I can't even get into the board to do anything.
All right. Elijah, if you can hear me, dial back in, please. That may be the problem.
No, it's on us. It's through a blog. I can't get in.
It can't hurt if he dials back in.
That's true.
You never know. All right. Inner Sight around the world. Let me remind you, we're on television. Tonight we were on the local Long Island, all over the island, Altice. It used to be Long Island Cable, Altice, 7:30, Channel 20 on Long Island, 7:30 every Thursday night. We're on Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, the channel is 1997, Wednesday night at 11. And it's all on rerun because they haven't opened up the studio yet. So
right.
We got the reruns up there.
Mm-hmm.
So that's Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network, 1997, and Channel 3 on the Spirit
mm-hmm.
channel. If you want to tune us in on the Internet, Channel 3. That's the television programming. And tomorrow night is our comedy night.
Oh, yeah.
So you want to have some fun tomorrow night? Tune in Inner Sight.
Do
some wacky, weird stuff, you know.
Oh,
all right, trying to clear our...
It's temporarily down, and I can't get in. Oh.
Is that what it says?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
It says it on the screen, temporarily down?
Right at the moment, yeah, that's what I'm looking at.
That's the call-in, right?
That's probably the way I've been trying to log in. I'm going to use another way, and hopefully that works.
Can you tell if Elijah is on the line?
No, I can't tell if he's there or not. Now, I was in a inside before. Now, I'm going to go back and try a different way to log in, if it works.
All right, so we're obviously still on the air, but the phone lines are...
Yeah, you can't get to the phone lines.
Malfunctioning.
Yeah.
You know, this Internet stuff is really strained these days.
Yeah.
Everybody was supposed to go back to work in the office, and now they have stopped that for many companies. So... Everybody is...
Okay, I hope I can get in now. Hold on. It looks
working
good,
from their home.
Going in.
Puts a big strain on the system.
Back in. Yay.
Hello. Inner Sight.
Yeah, hold on. He's coming in. Eliza. Well,
can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Hey.
Yeah, we got you.
It's great to be here.
It's great to have you.
Yeah. Sorry about the, the delay.
Yeah.
No worries.
How you doing tonight?
No worries. I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great. How are you?
Good.
Yeah. So, you're 20 years old, right?
That's correct. Yep.
Yeah. You're almost as young as me. Anyway.
Yeah, right, Frank. Dream on.
Now, tell us about your medical condition. What is it called?
Yeah, so I'm born with Duchenne muscular dystrophy. It's a fatal muscle wasting disease, and it progresses as time goes on. So when I was a little kid, I was able to walk, but I walked on my tippy toes, so I'd fall to the floor frequently. I wasn't able to keep up with my peers. I'd get fatigued easily. Then when I was 11 years old, I became completely dependent on a power wheelchair, and then I lost mobility in my arms in my later teenage years, and then most patients are supposed to pass away when they're 25 from the disease. So it's very serious, very progressive, but I'm not too worried about that part. I think that we're going to cure the disease.
I think you're right.
So you were born, it was congenital?
What did you say?
It was congenital? You were born with it?
That's correct, yes.
And they do they know why you were born with it? What caused it?
Yeah, so it's passed down from my mother. My mom doesn't have the disease herself, but, you know, it's X-linked. It's from the mother. The mother is a carrier. And that's how I have the disease.
It comes from your parents?
Yeah, my mom.
So they say. All right, so... So you've been to doctors, obviously, right?
That's correct.
You got more than one opinion?
On what disease I have, or what do you mean by that?
Yeah,
well,
I'm sorry.
You know.
I said, did you get more than one opinion on it?
Well, I mean, we did a muscle biopsy, so... We can confirm that it is the Duchenne muscular dystrophy.
They did that
yeah.
to me, and I was in the hospital to rule that out, and they did rule it out, but they still don't know what I have, so they have me in a large DNA pool. So with my parents, before they passed away, both of them, and they still don't know what I have, but if it comes up, my DNA a match with somebody else, then they concentrate on the two that came up. And then so far, nobody has come up yet. So that's where I'm at.
So you started a nonprofit. How long ago did you start the nonprofit?
Yeah, I started Destroy Duchenne. That's the name of the nonprofit. I started when I was 15 years old.
Great.
What's the organization called? What's the name of it?
Destroy Duchenne.
Yeah, and it's a nonprofit registered with the state and all that?
That's correct, yep.
501c3.
Yep.
Yeah. So what do you do, what's the purpose of the organization? What's their goal?
Yeah, so our goal as a nonprofit is to advance gene editing and gene therapy to complete the cure for Duchenne muscular dystrophy. So we really focus on gene editing and gene therapy, trying to get that into human practice. That is our mission.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah.
It really is.
To find a way to combat this disease, right? To control it or to cure it, or what's your main goal?
To cure the disease, because if we're able to edit our DNA, right, then we could basically, like, imagine that you have a spelling error on a piece of, like in your book, right? Well, we need to be able to edit that page and fix that spelling error so that it would read correctly, and that's what's going on inside my body or anybody that has a genetic disease. So people with genetic diseases that have spelling errors. But, you know, things like gene editing, it'll allow us to go inside that gene and then edit that spelling error and correct it. And then if you correct it, the disease is cured. So really I want to halt the progression of this disease so it doesn't progress anymore. That means people will live longer with the disease. They won't, you know, pass away from it, and they won't get worse. So that's really the goal that I'm trying to accomplish.
So in other words, it's in your blood. Right?
It's more than that.
Hold on, let him answer the question.
It's in my my DNA.
Yeah,
your DNA, which is part of the blood, right?
I just don't want to say that it's
like part
of
his chromosomal makeup.
It's inside, you know, my genome. To be precise.
It's further than that. So you have the blood, and within that blood, you then go further. And if you really want a science thing, I'll tell you, but I don't think you're interested in it. In fact, you just want the plain basics of it. It goes to the mitochondria and then all the nucleus and all of that, and they take it back
to the cell itself.
Right.
Sure.
They extract it. And then they look at the DNA.
What is your... are your blood counts normal? Your cells normal? Or?
Well, no, because inside my cells... So if you want to get really scientific with it, we can. So inside your cells, right, you have you're going to have all your DNA stored there, right? That's on your chromosomes. But inside the chromosomes where you have the different genes. And so on one of my genes, the dystrophin gene, to be precise... It's incorrect, right? It's not healthy. It's not normal, and so that's what's wrong. So it's inside my cells, but there, you have all different types of cells in your body, right? So that's where the problem occurs.
So they have to find a substance that would correct that gene. Is that accurate?
It depends on what you mean by substance.
Well, like a plant, an herb, an oil, any kind of a substance that would correct it.
No, I mean, really what's going to correct it is being able to edit our DNA. And so, like, the things that we have right now is actually, like, there's this thing called CRISPR, for example. CRISPR is actually a bacteria, and we're able to use that to edit our DNA, right? That's how its immune system works. So there's things like that, but I mean, as far as I know, and I'm not a scientist or an expert in this, but when it comes to like plants or stuff like that, I don't know of any that would be able to cure this disease necessarily. Maybe help in some sort of way, but I don't know about necessarily cure it.
So before I ask you about your book, what kind of symptoms do you have as a result of this condition?
Well, you have muscle weakness, right? Mm-hmm. That's the most obvious. So that's what
you
I would
get
say.
Weakness,
I mean, but,
spasticity, or both?
I'm sorry.
So you need something to strengthen your muscles, for one thing.
No, I asked him a specific question. Do you get weakness or spasticity from the muscles?
Yeah, you get, so as time goes on, you're literally, your muscles are like dying, right? They're getting eaten away. So like,
yeah.
Now tell us about the book. What is what's the title of the book?
Yeah, so my book is called A Small If, and it's a memoir about my life. But what's really cool about the book is inside. There's 13 life lessons that I've learned that deal with how to live a more fulfilling and purposeful life, how to overcome your adversity, because everybody has some type of adversity in their life, and if they don't right now, they're certainly going to face it.
So the book is available. How can people get it?
They can go on Amazon. They can go anywhere books are sold online, that's where it's available, but I would say Amazon.
Yeah, how much is it?
Amazon. Sorry.
What's the price, Elijah?
I believe it's $19.99.
Oh, nice.
$20.
Hardcover?
What?
There is a hardcover, yep. There is
a
hardcover
version.
Yeah,
that's great. Yeah, it's a great price for a hardcover. Really?
Oh, no, that's the paperback. The hardcover, I believe, is $27.99.
It's still good.
How much?
I mean, things are crazy.
How much money have you raised so far? Have any idea?
For the organization or for what?
Yeah, for your organization.
I believe we've raised somewhere, you know, like $100,000, something like that. I don't know the actual specifics, but.
You raised about $100,000, right?
Yeah.
Now, where's that money going to go?
Yeah, I mean, we there's all different parts where the money's going to go. You know, a lot of it's business operations and stuff like that. But what we want to do is we want to put money towards advancing science. So we want to fund scientists who are doing the research within gene therapy or gene editing. And we want it to go there so that we can get this disease cured. That's the main goal, right?
So the money is going to research.
So what would they have to do? I'm sorry.
Right.
That's correct.
Is that where you're putting it, in research?
Mm-hmm. That's correct, yep.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. How would they utilize the genome, and how would you accept the genome? Would they have to take out your blood and then put back, or how would they do it? How would they edit that and then put it back into your body?
Yeah, so you're talking about, like, how they would deliver it, right? And, well,
correct, yeah.
That's one of the major issues right now, is how will we deliver it and trying to do that to the safest and most effective way possible.
Exactly.
And right now, you know, that could be, I don't know, actually. I mean, that's kind of what's being debated and tested, is what is the safest way to do it. You know, it could come in the form of a virus, possibly it could come in the form of, you know, other vectors is what they're called in the science world. So,
what about dialysis or they said there's another thing, I forgot what the name of it now. Sorry, excuse me. But one would be dialysis. Another, I forgot the name of it. Maybe it'll come to my, because they were asking if I needed something, because I have a peripheral neuropathy from an unknown cause, as well as a whole bunch of neuropathies and a whole bunch of other things that came centrally, peripherally, and just a whole bunch of things. But I'm just fighting on. I'm not letting anything take me down. not at all. But to get some.
Now, have you, Elijah, have you looked into stem cell at all?
Yeah, I know about stem cells a little bit, but I've looked into it, sure.
Oh, wow.
You know,
that's
with
great.
That with that money that you've raised, I mean, 100 grand, you know, whatever you have left on, I don't know, but if I were you, I would definitely check in to the holistic healing, you know, because these medical doctors are very, very closed-minded, narrow-minded. They only do things in one way, you know, drugs, you know. You got a lot of scientists and holistic doctors who are doing wonderful things that aren't recognized by the medical profession. And I think you owe it to yourself and to all the others that may be afflicted with this condition to look into the holistic healing idea and see what can be done and what has been done. You know, there's the whole world out there. A lot of doctors in Europe who go about things in an entirely different way. Just
not only Europe,
of course.
Yeah. Not only Europe, in other countries as well, like, say, India, all different types of doctors. You know what I envisioned when I told Frank when I first met him? I envisioned a hospital that would incorporate all these types of, you know, healing, and then you would find out what would be the most helpful. And that I envision, you know, one of these days to actually get something done and get all the resources together in one under one roof. Sounds hard, but it really isn't. Because you imagine if, say, you were in, quote, China, you would get a tea instead of getting pills. If you were in India, you'd probably get the similar, more of a tea than you would get, you know, actually pills. In America, you just get these hard pills, you know. It just keeps going. So, I mean, I would like to explore one day if you had a hospital with all different modalities to help the individual, you might, you know, improve a little bit and start improving in a positive direction. But ultimately, Frank, what he needs to do, and this is, you know, I don't know if it's just through the scientific approach. I think the rest could support him and give him good immunity while he's getting the scientific and have doctors work together. That really needs to be done.
Yeah, if they will.
Exactly. That's the problem.
That's the
they
thing.
Don't work together. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
There has
There's
been
a guy
some,
here in New York, Elijah. I've spoken to him. He's a beautiful guy. Suzanne has gone to him, you know.
Yeah,
Dr. Calliope. And he's very knowledgeable. He works with, I don't know if you ever heard of Gary Knoll. Gary's one of the greatest healers of our time. He cured his brother of lung cancer, you know. And, you know, he works with herbs and natural stuff. And I mean, it's worth looking into. You got the money. I wouldn't pass it by. You know, what do you got to lose? Anyway, this
well,
is
yeah,
inside. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I didn't want to interrupt you. What were you saying?
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, you know, I mean, I don't know really too much about this, but I mean, you know, in terms of actually curing the disease, like, the problem is a spelling error. Like, you'd have to change that spelling error. There's no other way around it. As far as I know, I don't think, you know, eating a certain plant can do that or any type of, you know, thing like that. It has to literally, you know, edit that piece of text, if you will. So,
there's plenty of plants that can heal you. You know?
Well, Frank, listen, there's a problem with his genetic code and also the chromosomes that come with that genetic code. So, say, for example, he had 26 chromosomes. That's more than what you need. So that makes you, you know, have a disease. It's like you can't, the plant won't be able to edit that. But what I do
really feel... Well, I don't know
really
about
feel,
that. I don't agree with that.
Mm.
Now, the body, the human body, first of all, and most doctors don't believe this, the human body was made to heal itself under certain conditions and certain types of therapy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's been proven for thousands of years, you know. And the medical profession evolved in such a way that they're only interested in money. They don't care about people's lives. They'll take your money, you know, and they haven't done a damn thing to help most people except drug them up. So all I'm saying
Boy,
is,
do
you
I know that.
Don't throw it aside without knowing, without trying. I mean,
that's true.
That's all
that
I'm saying.
True.
I mean, especially
you know,
if you have the funds available.
You have to raise it.
You know?
I have to raise
that's
the money
half the battle.
For mine. I'm going to do the stem cell transplant because I got nothing to lose at this point. I've tried every doctor known, and you know, in New York at least, because my body can't physically go anywhere else. I'm legally blind. I'm hearing impaired. I use a wheelchair. I use oxygen, and I have a whole bunch of other illnesses that I almost passed out when they listed all my illnesses when they had them listed. I said, why don't they just get the medical dictionary and point their finger at the next thing, and that would be added to my list. I was so pissed off, honestly. And then I take the medicines that equal that amount of illnesses. It's so terrible. You know, but I can only imagine what you go through, too. You know, everybody thinks the grass is greener on the other side, but it isn't. Keep what you have. Be happy, you know, that you're in the life that you're in. And if you find a cure, beautiful, great. You know, that's how I feel.
So, Elijah, are you taking any medicine now?
Yeah, I take a steroid called prednisone.
Yeah.
And that's to help. Yeah.
What does it do for you?
It's supposed to stop inflammatory responses, right? The disease is a very inflammatory disease. And so it's supposed to help limit that, and that's what it's aimed to do.
Is it helping you?
Sure. I mean, it helps in the sense that it gives you more energy and strength. But I mean, Does it stop the progression of the disease? No.
No.
It's a band-aid. And what about the side effects of that?
Mm. Oh, they're terrible. I mean, the side effects suck. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the doctors will argue, and I mean, consideration that the benefits outweigh the consequences.
Yeah, it's true.
So what kind of side effects are you getting from it?
Well, I mean, some of the side effects could be, I mean, it depends on everybody, right? Some side effects happen for some people, and some don't get the side effects they're supposed to get, so it kind of just depends on each person. But for me, you know, I mean, one of them would be retaining water. So, like, you might have, like, puffy cheeks, right, or stuff like that. Yeah.
You gain weight.
Whatever, right? All that.
Steroids are very bad for your eyes, too.
You get your eyes checked frequently. Trust me. I should have.
Not good for your
now
eyes.
Now I'm legally blind.
Yeah, so, you know, sorry to hear that you got to take that stuff. I mean, there are so many other things that can be done, you know, and I urge you to look into it.
At least to make you comfortable, maybe. I go to acupuncture now, and they are starting to look at my legs and put acupuncture needles because my legs are always swollen very badly lately. And I stretched out my legs, and acupuncturist just went to town on my legs. He goes, "They're horrible," he said. And I'm telling you, the water came out right around the acupuncture needle. I was amazed. It went down, I don't even know, at least a half an inch on each side. I went again the following week, and he got an inch away. I was amazed at just looking at the water go around, not blood, but water, around the acupuncture needle. It's weird. So is it is
so
a
what do the
way.
Doctors say? What is your, they give you a prognosis?
Well, I mean, the disease is a muscle wasting disease, and they, you know, you got to watch the heart and you got to watch your lungs because it's a fatal disease.
Yeah.
Most people are supposed to pass away when they're 25. So, I mean, that's really the focus now. That.
And the heart and the lungs operate on muscle. The heart,
yes, they
and
do.
Muscle.
Yeah, anatomy is my real.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I wish
so,
I could do more for you. What can I do to help you?
I just appreciate, you know, helping to get the message out there and everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you want to help, you know, donations always cause, right, no matter how big or small. That's always helpful, and just getting the word out there, right?
I could share it all over my Facebook page.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Yeah, at least you'll get.
I'm a very honest, outspoken guy. Okay. I will not donate money to medical doctors unless they come together with the holistic community and start working together. Let me explain that, because the doctors owe me money. They blinded me when I was a kid. They never gave me a dime. So right away we got off on the wrong foot.
That's true.
But these doctors need to work together.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really outrageous how they're rejecting help that people can get. I had an example of that with my guide dog that I trained on my own, by the way. I took her to the vet. She had some kind of a problem, a breathing problem. Sounded like a breathing problem or digestive, you know. And they took x-rays and they examined her. They said, "Oh, we don't know what's wrong," you know. I said to them, "Well, why don't you go on Google, you know, look on the internet and see if any other dogs have had the, oh, we can't do that," you know. They refuse to look at other situations.
Yeah.
So I went home, and I started on natural organic therapy. Mm-hmm. I gave her apple cider vinegar. I got her homeopathic.
Okay.
Do you know that that condition is completely gone?
Yeah.
Now, that's an example. I'm not saying that it works all the time or it's a miracle, you know, but what I'm saying is that people should work together, especially if you're going to try to save somebody's life. So that's my analogy of the whole thing. I think your book is great. What the book, you wrote it alone?
Yeah, I wrote the whole book when I was 16, when I was 17, I was 15.
That's nice.
Oh, okay. Well, you wanna give a where people could send a donation to your organization? Where do they send it?
Sure, they can go to destroytheshin.org, and that's the nonprofit's website. And Deshin is spelled D-U-C-H-E-N-N-E. So it's destroytheshin, D-U-C-H-E-N-N-E.org.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Again, I'd like to see these doctors work together.
Yeah.
You know, they can learn from each other.
Do you have a specific doctor where you're going to that you actually have working with you on getting rid of it?
There's certain scientists and stuff like that. In terms of my doctors, you know, I have a doctor for different things, like my, you know, cardiologist, orthopedist. There's different doctors and stuff that work, you know, ones with my muscles, skeleton and muscles. You know, my other doctors focus on my heart. You know, I'm a pulmonologist. They work on my lungs. So, I mean, that's what my doctor.
Sorry.
Do you have to pay for this, or is the government helping you?
To that, I don't know. I think, you know, my insurance probably helps out with that, and the government probably helps out as well since I'm, you know, over the age of 18 now, or with that, but I don't really know, to be honest with you.
So you're not on Medicaid or Medicare, are you?
I just go to the doctors and
hand your insurance code, right?
Well, you haven't. You're paying for insurance, then.
Probably cheaper that way. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, how about your family? They sticking by you? They with you? They support you?
Oh yeah, no, definitely. I have an amazing family. My parents are great. They take good care of me. They amazing parents. Can ask for better parents. And so yeah, no, we're strong. We're all together.
That's
awesome. Good. You take any vitamins? Or herbs?
I think I take vitamin C sometimes. I try to get some sunlight.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah.
I know that.
I would definitely
family member and all that thing to get out.
I would definitely look into vitamins more.
Yeah.
You know, herbs and things.
Mm-hmm.
And try to find other people that have had this condition and see what they did.
It's
you know?
The most popular of the muscular dystrophies, Duchenne, isn't it?
Most popular?
That's what they've said, yeah. I've read. If you look at muscular dystrophy, am I wrong?
Well,
I could be wrong.
Well, I don't know how you would use the word popular as in has the most attention.
Meaning that popular in the amount of people who have it in terms of muscular dystrophy.
Yeah, no, I think it's the most common out of the muscular.
Most common, yeah, same thing. Most common of muscular dystrophies.
What about the Muscular Dystrophy Society? Have they done anything to help you?
Me personally?
Yeah.
No, they have not.
Oh, that's a shame.
That makes sense. The organizations for the disabled don't do a damn thing to help us.
That's right.
Only when it benefits them, of course.
That's true.
You know, I mean, they should be helping you. They should pay for your medical. They should help you, and you know, as much as they can.
That's right. And also, continue.
We're all in the same situation when it comes to dealing with these agencies. You know, we don't want people to wind up in a nursing home, because the nursing home will take all your money, you know, and give you crap food too, and neglect you.
So we're trying to do something about that.
That's not right. I think that we got to treat humans better. You know, I'm really big on treating people correctly and loving them.
Yeah.
I'm a Christian, so, like, you know, I believe in loving your neighbor as you love yourself. So, like, when people don't treat people better, I think that's wrong. You know, I try to treat everybody as Christ treated people. So, I mean,
exactly.
I, you know, really agree with you there that people got to treat people better.
I agree. Get rid of these nursing homes. Be a big improvement.
We won't have them
hanging over our heads.
And also people are neglected big time and also abused there. You know, it's really horrible. Never seen that mass genocide as that, honestly.
841, Inner Sight, talking with Elijah from California. And do you believe that you only have 5 years to live? Do you believe that?
No, I don't.
Good.
Don't believe it. Manifest something different.
I don't believe it either.
Me neither.
Yeah. But you know, you fight it, and
mm-hmm.
we talk here on the show. We give you ideas, but you know what it comes down to? You got to do it your way, man.
That's right.
Yep. No, you just keep fighting, keep pushing forward, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, and look into other ways.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I recommend.
Yeah.
Look into other ways. Do you talk to other people who have the same condition?
Oh, yes, definitely.
That's great.
What did you say?
I said that is great, because you get an idea maybe that you can do something when you actually, you know, speak with, you know, other people. It's a good idea. I mean, sometimes you're going in one direction, and when you speak to a person, you go in another direction, because you really feel that their idea is just as good as yours, or better, you know?
You have any brothers or sisters, Elijah?
I have 3 brothers, actually. I have one older brother, his name is Brother Matt, who's in heaven. He passed away when he was 14. And then I have my youngest brother, Kai, who's 14 years old. And he also has...
I'm sorry.
So are all your brothers afflicted with the same condition?
All of them but my oldest brother, Will.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
So he has the trait, but not the condition, right?
No, I don't. I just, he doesn't have it at all. Like, he's not a carrier.
Oh, that's good. Okay,
yeah.
One less person to,
well, that's a good sign.
That's a good sign, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's a recessive quality as well, if you don't even have the trait.
Take some of his stuff and put it in you.
There you go. That's a good idea.
Yeah. I think you're a very brave guy. Hey, Elijah, you got a girlfriend?
Uh-oh, here it goes.
You do?
Did you say, do I have a girlfriend?
That's exactly what he said.
No, I don't have a girlfriend now.
Well, you Stay away from women, you'll be better off.
No.
No, not if you find the right one, you know.
You get to know Frank, things will be interesting.
What's your message? There's probably thousands of people listening that probably have this same condition or know someone that has it. What do you want to say to them?
Well, my message to them would be, you know, to have hope. I would definitely believe that good things are coming. I believe we're in the golden age of medicine. And I would say that no matter what, your adversity is your greatest opportunity to improve your character. And so really, adversity is just a strength, right? It's something that
is
tougher. And the more, you know, life is full of adversity, and it's inevitable that you're going to suffer at some point in your life. So this is just a way to build you up. So when you're going to face adversity, you're going to be equipped to deal with it. And the other thing I would say to them right now, and I feel called to say this, is that that there's a God in heaven who loves you and that can care for you, and that you can go to him when you feel down. And go to God for your strength. He will help you. That's something that I'm good on. I rely on my faith a lot. And there's a God that loves you. He has a plan. You know.
I believe that.
Well, that's a good message.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. I agree. I don't agree with these people who blame God for a disease.
No.
You know,
you can't.
I don't go for that. I'm not. I don't think it has anything to do with the Lord.
No.
Amen.
Amen to that.
Amen.
Yeah.
So
I feel like I should be wearing, you know, bringing my Bible over soon.
Yeah.
Do Bible study instead.
Well. You got inner sight behind you. We'll,
that's right.
Whatever we can do, you know.
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Yes,
we're
anytime
here.
You need anything, just let us know.
You can call the show any night you want.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and we're advocates. And, we don't judge people. We're not in the business of judging people. We don't have the money to do a lot that we'd like to do, but we're...
That's true, too.
We got some good advocates, you know.
Yeah.
So we press on.
Oh, yeah.
And through this program, we've helped a lot of people.
Yes, we have, actually.
We're starting to get people out of nursing homes now.
Huh. Yeah.
We want to get
That's
rid
a,
of those nursing homes.
I want to get rid of them too, big time. My show is on Wednesday. If you know of anybody who's in a nursing home and needs help, send them my way.
Yeah, we're trying to get people to call us from the nursing home, residents, and tell their story on the air. For the world to hear, you know, that would help a lot to let people know how horrible these places are and that the money's being wasted and people belong in their own home with the help they need, you know.
Yeah.
So, hey, is your book out in Braille?
There you go.
No, but the audiobook should be here soon. Right, the audiobook should be here soon.
Oh, all right.
It is.
Oh.
Well, let me know when the audio comes out.
Will do. Will do.
We'll announce it and all that.
Yeah, we will.
Yeah.
We'll give you a little more publicity.
Appreciate that.
You're welcome anytime.
And you've been a great guest. Anything else you want to add?
No, I mean, I thank you so much for having me on, and, you know, I appreciate you guys giving me a platform to spread my message and talk about everything today.
Oh, you're welcome.
I appreciate it.
You know,
it.
I almost...
Well, thank you.
Excuse me. I almost forgot. We have any callers?
And we had Anthony, but he wasn't queued in. Let me check. He's queued in now.
Oh, Elijah, you want to take a phone call?
Sure, let's do it.
He's still tuned in.
All right.
Hold up.
Anthony from Brooklyn.
If I can get to him.
On Inner Sight Live.
Wait a second. No, I'm visually impaired. Give me a second.
Is he there?
Wait a second. I can't go that fast. I was looking up something else for our show, too. This one.
All right. We'll see if we can get Anthony in here. We got a few minutes.
Yeah.
10 minutes to be exact.
Oh, I see that.
Inner sight means freedom.
Okay.
Advocates for the disabled are inner sight. Office number is 631-224-3090.
No, he dropped. He dropped.
Huh?
Probably had to do something. He dropped. Probably had to do something.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, Elijah.
All right. Sorry we
missed
the call. Anthony, if you're out there and you're listening, call back in.
Yeah. Be nice.
213-816-1650. Inner sight.
Yeah, Anthony, you know, he uses a wheelchair. And he has his own story, too. So,
yeah, he's one of our regular
so
listeners.
Yeah, he's a regular listener.
So he's
yeah, you
could
come back anytime. You're welcome here.
What we do.
Yeah.
All right. Inner sight, and I'd love you to come back on the show, Elijah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I appreciate that, and I would love to come back, so thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you know, if you have anything new you want to say or any point you want to make, give me a call, we'll set something up, you know.
Like if you get more of the scientific, quote, community to come together and get more, you know, if you find a way to cure it, that'd be awesome. Let us know. We'll be very happy to help you. Yeah. Even if you don't, just call and say hi once in a while.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
I've learned that in life. You never know what's going to happen next.
That's true.
We dwell on the good things.
You have to.
That's for sure.
Oh, yeah.
So you're a very brave guy and to take this on and, you know, the book and the non-profit and all that. Give that address again where people could send if they want to donate.
It's destroydeshin.org. So destroydeshin.org, and that's DUCHENNE.
All right. Is that your website, or is that where they send the...
That's the organization's website.
Oh, that's the website.
Yep.
You have a Facebook?
We do. It's at destroydeshin.org. It's at destroydeshin for the Facebook, and then it's...
All right. Do you have a phone number for your organization, or you do it online?
It's online.
Oh, okay. Yeah, most people do it that way.
Yeah, lately.
Well, we appreciate it, and we certainly will pray. You know, they'll never underestimate the power of prayers.
That's right.
That's for sure. I always tell
mine
people...
Mine is Destroy Nursing Homes, but I can't put that up there yet. Sorry.
I always tell people my dog is an angel. She's a Nikita guide dog. She's very sweet and beautiful.
Very sweet.
And she's an angel.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's been a part of a couple of miracles.
Oh, yeah.
Since I have her.
Yes, she has.
I believe that there's a lot of animal angels. Are you an animal lover, Elijah?
Yeah, I love animals. Animals are really cool.
Yeah.
That's good. Do you have any pets or animal friends?
I have a dog. I have a dog.
Oh, cool.
Oh, you do have a dog?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. How does your dog react when you're not feeling well?
Licks me like crazy.
Yeah, so cool, isn't it?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that means he's got understanding of what's going on.
Of course.
You know? Is it a service dog or just a regular pet?
Oh, just a regular pet, yeah.
Probably just a Doberman.
Well, sounds like it would make a good emotional support dog.
Yeah.
That's for sure. What breed is it?
She's a German Shepherd.
Oh, nice breed.
I didn't hear that. It's a what?
A German Shepherd.
Oh, a Shepherd. Oh, well,
yeah.
That's a good dog. That's a smart.
Yeah.
Smart dog. I bet if you want it, how old is the dog?
I'm sorry. What did you say?
How old is
the dog?
Oh, we actually don't know. She's on the younger side, but she was a rescue.
Here's
a rescue dog.
Oh, you rescued her. Like I did with mine.
I rescued her.
There you go. We got something in common.
There you go.
I'll bet if you wanted to, you could turn that dog into a service dog.
Sure. Probably could.
With not too much trouble. You know? We certify service dogs, you know. Just so you know.
Yeah, we do.
So, Inner Sight, and again, I want to thank you for calling, and you've been a great guest and a brave guy, and I'll tell you, you're going to make it, man. You're going to be all right.
I can tell.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I believe that.
Yeah.
You know?
And don't take no from anybody. I gotta tell you, a lot of people have told me no and they regretted it, you know, because I've had a lot of, you know, issues and because of my health. And a lot of people have told me no. That was the worst thing that they told me because I ended up doing it and doing it better than everybody else. So don't overwork yourself, but continue on your path. And I'm telling you, you'll find it. You know?
Yeah. Inner Sight around the world, and we'll be with you tomorrow night on the Funnies. Our number is 631-224-3090. Hey, Elijah, you can call me anytime you want if you just want to rap, talk, you know.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for listening, everybody. We'll be with you tomorrow night live on Inner Sight with the Funnies. Have a little crazy fun right here. And Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. So we thank all our friends who help us keep the show on the air.
Yeah.
I mean, we got 111,000 plus listeners all over the world. And we're growing all the time. Once again, thanks to Suzanne, co-host engineer, and Elijah, our special guest tonight. And a speedy recovery. Kick their butt, Elijah.
That's it.
Thank you.
We'll help you kick their butt if you need anybody.
You better believe it.
We like kicking butts a little, though.
All right.
Too much, probably.
Thank you very much. Inner Sight around the world. Be with you tomorrow night, live, and Yeah. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.